This is Tony Pilkington.
Adelaide's tech guy, as he does of a Wednesday afternoon. Richard Pascoe is with us. You've got a question about technology, mobile phones. Oh, God, blimey, anything at all to do with technology. Remember the good old days of the typewriters and black and white TV? They were the days.
Pages?
Pages.
There you go. There's one.
I'd forgotten about that. Richard Pascoe and a tick. You've got a question. Give us a ring. Lo and behold, he's come in with prizes to give away. He's got a $500 watch to give away. Fair dinkum. We'll tell you about that in a moment or so. Look, Jane Looker and Jen Cools are in the interactive lounge. They said, stupid. And I said, I got to stop answering to that. They said, dopey. We've changed the telephone number, the interactive lounge number for Jane Looker and Jen Cools. Answering your questions on anything at all to do with real estate is 8366 0826. That's 8366 0826. And Jane Looker and Jen Cools are there in that interactive lounge giving expert advice on anything at all to do with real estate, given expertly and confidentially with no hassles at all, no follow-up, no obligation, but really good advice. The number again, 8366 0826. And Jen and Jane are in that lounge from now until around about 2:30 or so, if it's really good advice you're wanting about real estate.
Pascoe, Pascoe, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
He's always an addition that we welcome of a Wednesday afternoon at this time, the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. The number is 0419 829 145. And lo and behold, he Flamin answers the phone. That's how busy he is. And he's got prizes to give away, believe it or not. A decent sort of a prize from Harvey Norman. Richard Pascoe, good afternoon.
It's good, isn't it, Pilko?
Beware of tech guys bearing gifts.
No.
Tell us about the gift you got.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, over the next 3 weeks, for the best call that we get in, you've got a chance of winning either a Garmin Pro GPS watch or a Fitbit Sense. This is compliments to Harvey Norman. They're worth about $500.
Does Jerry know about this?
I don't think so yet.
So Nick Karasoulis has organised it,
all,
right?
All the tech boys all know about it as well.
Anybody but Jerry.
Anybody but Jerry on there as well. So ring up, and you've got a chance of winning. We're going to give one away today, which is great. It really is.
Richard, here we are. Apple have made a big announcement last night. What was it all about and what did you think of it?
All new products on there as well. I quite like the announcements as well. So they've got new 24-inch iMacs are going to be available with their own processor in them.
And they're good?
Very good. Comes in various colours on there as well. New iPad Pro. The thing I'm probably really excited about is AirTags are coming. So AirTags are a little Bluetooth tracker.
Yeah.
And what happens is you can put one on your keys, put one in your bag, and if you've lost something at home, and we all do, they fall down the back of the couch or something, you open your iPhone up,
get out,
and it will direct you to exactly where you've left it.
Oh, what a smart-ass iPhone, it probably hit it in the first place anyway.
It might have done that. And
is
if it
that
gets,
right?
And if things get stolen as well, it will use all the other iPhones around to help you go along and find your goods on there as well.
All righty. The best call of the day. You've got the chance of winning one of these brilliant watches. They look really good and they do everything worth about nearly $500. Richard, a question. I'm still running Windows 7. Can I make the move to Windows 10? And if so, how much will it cost me?
So, yes, you can make the move to Windows 10. If you're on Windows 7 or Windows 8, I'd urge you to make the move to Windows 10. Make sure that you do it. Microsoft will still let you do it for free. Inside, so you can go to the Windows 10 Media Creation site, you make a little USB stick, and you can convert your computer over. Be very careful about paying somebody to do this for you. I saw a poor woman yesterday, and she paid $750 for somebody to come in and do that.
So he'd scammed her effectively.
Well, they said they did a very good job, but I had to go back in and clean it all up as well for them.
In the meantime, she'd paid whoever, this incompetent, $750.
To go along and do it. I mean, I don't charge
that must
you,
make
any,
you sick.
Anywhere near to go along and do that, because a lot of people want me to do it. I'll take it away, do it, bring it back in a couple of days, all done for
you. Right. Let's go to One Tree Hill. First caller for the afternoon, Brad for Richard Pascoe. Brad, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Richard and Pilko.
Hi, Brad.
Now, the reason I'm ringing up is recently lost my phone when I was in Melbourne. So anyway, that's gone.
Right.
So I bought a new Samsung ST21, I think it is.
Oh, yep.
Just a basic one, but that's all I need.
Great phone.
Now, what I want to do is save it getting clogged up I'm taking photos and all sorts of stuff. I remember you saying, don't put it on a stick because those sticks are a waste of time.
Yes.
The best thing to do is put it into the cloud. Is that correct?
Yep. So on that phone, you should have a little Google section in there, and inside should be Google Photos on there as well. Make sure all your photos are going to Google Photos. And that will keep your phone nice and clear for you.
All right. But how do I get it into the cloud, though?
It's already in. As soon as you put it on Google Photos, because you've logged into the phone with your Gmail account.
Yes, yes.
Right, as well. It's already going up to the cloud.
All right. Okay. Now, that's all good. Now, I've got all this photos and everything spinning around in the big cloud up there.
Yes.
How do I retrieve it all out?
Yeah, well, you can just log onto Google on a computer and re-download your photos.
Oh, my house computer.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That sounds... I reckon even I can manage it.
That's, you've done well, Brad, haven't you? It's good.
Brad, a worthwhile telephone call. Robin's down at Port Adelaide with a question for Richard Pascoe, our tech guy, at 12 minutes past two. Hello, Robin.
Hi, guys. A brand new iPhone.
Yes.
And I half set it up in the Apple shop.
Right.
Because of your mask and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't touched it since, but I noticed when I set it up, I thought it was an Apple ID I was setting up, but it's at iCloud.
What did you have your last one set up for, Robin?
No, I don't want anything to come across from my last phone.
Then that's fine, Robin. So
and I created a new name.
Good. That's fine. Good.
But what's the difference? I've been looking, Googling, the difference between at... an iCloud account and an Apple ID.
Dave, the iCloud account or the iCloud email address is now your Apple ID.
Good, okay.
All right.
Now, does that mean I have to use iCloud because it's at iCloud?
You should use it, Robin.
I know I should, but say I don't want to.
Robin, let me convince you to use it. Make sure everything gets backed up. It makes sure you don't lose anything, Robin. It really is the thing to do.
So is there a difference between an Apple ID account and an iCloud account? Because it says they're two different accounts in Google.
So your Apple ID, right, is your iCloud email address.
Right, okay.
All right.
Yes, I understand. It's very confusing when you try to Google it.
So a lot of times you've got to put the right terminology in there, Robin.
To get the answer.
Make sure you back it up, Robin. Use
iCloud.
All right,
thanks, guys.
All right.
Great.
Thanks,
Robin.
See ya.
Another heavy customer. Love that. Joe's down at Torrensville for Richard Pascoe at nearly 14 past two. G'day, Joe.
Hey, g'day, guys. I've got an S10. Now, its first question, is that still a good phone to have today?
Does it work for you, Joe?
It does everything I need it to do.
That's fine. Nothing wrong with it, Joe. It was a great phone when it came out.
Okay. Now I keep getting update this.
Yes.
So do I keep updating it all
the
time?
Yes, you do, Joe. Yeah, you've got to do the updates, especially on the Android side. You're only a couple of years old on there, so make sure you just keep updating it all the time. Anytime an update comes down, go to the Google Play Store, make sure you update all the apps as well.
Okay. Now, one other thing. I keep getting these phone calls and it says suspected spam or fraud call. Now, does that mean that they are frauds?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Because I went to invest in something and when I pulled out, ever since then, I've been getting all these fraud calls and
it was probably good you didn't invest in them, Joe, because I probably passed your phone number around.
Oh, really?
Is that what's happened? Right.
Yeah.
No. So I just keep blocking them and that's all I
just
can do.
Just keep blocking them, Joe. All right?
No worries. All right. Thanks for that.
I mean, Bitcom, I'm just missing out. I mean, other people are making millions of dollars, and I'm deleting them.
I've got to say,
you told me to.
Yeah, which is what you should. But a lot of people at the moment are answering calls from their bank, which is not from their bank.
Yeah.
And they're
the bank never ring you.
The bank never ring and saying, we're trying to catch so-and-so.
Oh,
you know,
really?
And one guy transferred they said, we need you to transfer $400 to this account so
Why?
We can get up. And he did it.
Why? What was the reason for transferring the $400?
It was supposedly to catch somebody or something's help us work with the bank, and they fell for it.
The bank don't even open, let alone ring you.
Exactly right.
Oh, fair dinkum. Yeah. A gentleman from down at Christie's for Richard Pascoe at 2:15. Chris from down there. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pilko. Love the show. Richard, mate,
Chris.
This is going to sound like a stupid question, but I've got to ask.
There are no stupid questions, Chris.
Thank you very much. Hey, okay, so does, for example, a Samsung A11 have the same reception level as a top-of-the-range Samsung phone?
God, he's nearly hesitating.
I would say yes, Chris. All right? So the antennas in them are pretty well the same.
Okay, I've got my doubts on it, that's all.
Yeah, there's difference in I've got to say, in some of the other hardware inside, which may make a difference to sometimes the reception that you get on your phone. There are certain, some of the expensive ones like the S21, they're blue ticks. So that anything with a blue tick on it, I know that Telstra will have a better antenna in there.
All right. And obviously, just quickly again, Optus, the Telstra for country.
Telstra every day of the week.
Yeah, I know. My company's just gone to Optus and it's a nightmare.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything now, mate. And big apologies to all the Optus people out there.
Really? Yeah. All right. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
And yours is the best call. You've got a chance of winning that brilliant phone. God, it does absolutely everything. Looks good, too. Lovely looking bit of equipment.
Nice watches. They really are very nice watches.
Tells you about your heartbeat and your rate and your blood pressure and all sorts of things.
If you want, you know, if you're winning.
It even tells you the time.
If you're winning one for mum so she can go and get fit.
Oh.
Because we've got Mother's Day coming up.
What a great present.
You know, great present for mum. We can get her running around the block, you know, as well, and see how much we can tax her out. Yes.
G'day to all of the mums who are about to put the sneakers on and run around the block. Back in a moment or so with Richard Pascoe, our tech guide, the Adelaide Tech Guide, 17 past two.
Hi, it's Katie Bridges here, market lead in Adelaide for 5AA and Nova Entertainment. This year, I'm extremely passionate about participating in the Vinnie's CEO Sleepout to help raise awareness about homelessness and much needed funds for Vinnie's and the great work they do. I'm calling on business and community leaders, not just CEOs, who care about their community to get involved. Will you put your hand up to help break the cycle of homelessness? Register now at ceosleepout.org.au and I'll see you there.
Did you know that The Reject Shop has your grocery essentials at Australia's cheapest prices, including 500 gram Biondi assorted pasta, only 50 cents each? For the cheapest snacks and groceries, it's got to be The Reject Shop, where we guarantee cheapest prices every day.
The ladies, Jane Looker and Jen Cools from Toop and Toop, are in that interactive lounge. You said the number for this afternoon is 8366 0826. 8366 0826. Anything at all to do with real estate. Renting of a property, perhaps the buying of a property, selling of a property, your marketing of a property. You want some really good, up-to-date real estate advice given confidentially. They won't hound you to death and follow it up. They'll simply give you the advice you're after. Give the ladies a call. Jane Looker and Jen Cools from Toop and Toop. And in that interactive lounge for the next 10 minutes or so. And the number again is 8366 0826. They're more than happy to take your call right now.
Hey, this looks like a good spot, Barry.
And we're just in time, Bev.
Wherever Bev and Barry take the van, there's one daily tradition they'll never miss. 5 o'clock drinkies.
Would you like a cab, Sav, Bev?
Lovely. I'll grab you a bevy, Barry.
It's very easy to relax when you know that whatever happens on the road, you can rely on Walker Crash Repairs to fix it right and on time.
Cheers.
Cheers, love.
Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved crash repairer for caravans and cars.
Ned's Same Race Multi is available on all three racing codes. Increase your odds in the one race by selecting 2 to 4 runners to finish inside the top four. Take it to the next level. T's and C's apply. Visit the website for details. Gamble responsibly.
With half off flights, it's time for a full-on snorkel, full-on rainforest, or a full-on bite to eat. Plan your full-on holiday at Australia.com. Book with your airline or travel agent of choice before tickets sell out. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Miles Fitzner here, and here's something refreshing for you. 4 of the most desirable vehicle brands in one beautiful location in SA. The beautiful Barossa is home to Ford, Kia, Volkswagen, and Honda. With over 100 vehicles for immediate delivery, go and ask for Justin Wood, and he may even lead you to a local gem of a winery. Trust me, he'd know. Barossa Auto Group, Murray Street, Tanunda, and Nuriupa, barossagroup.com.au, or call Justin on 85632045.
MBD 182170.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
With our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, and he's got from Harvey Norman and the people at Fitbit one of these brilliant watches to give away. A Luna White Soft Gold Infinity Band smartwatch to one of our the best caller between now and 2:30, worth about $500 from the people at Harvey Norman. Richard calls all over the joint. Let's go to Aberfoyle Park and Jerry from there for Richard Pascoe. Jerry, good afternoon.
G'day, how are you?
Alrighty. Good, Jerry.
Yeah, g'day, Richard. I've installed Norton 360 on my iPads and iPhone. And
Jerry, let's back up here a bit slightly. You can take it off those two.
Yeah?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
You don't need them on the iPad, don't need them on the iPhone.
Okay.
It's easily solved.
The most secure devices that you could actually use.
Ah, okay. Because it was asking me some questions on there's an area with dark web munch, and it wanted my bank account numbers and credit card numbers.
No. On a computer, I understand it, not an iPhone or iPad. You don't need anything on there at all.
Okay, you're a gentleman. Thanks for your help.
Good, thanks,
that's
Jerry.
Easy solved. Okay, let's go.
I like that one, Pilko. That was a good question.
Yeah, right. Jerry's gone away. Happy as Larry. Let's see if we can help Joe out. You can at Fulham Gardens. Joe, good afternoon. You're talking to Richard Pascoe.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Joe.
I just want to inquire, remote desktop.
Yep.
I'm using Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to use my home computer for me to log in from outside, I have to upgrade to the Pro, or is there a better way to do it?
You probably use TeamViewer, Joe.
Okay. Would that be more secure and all
yes.
of that?
Yes. Yeah, it would be more secure, Joe.
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
Well, that's what I needed to know. Okay, so TeamViewer is the one to use.
TeamViewer would be the one to use. If you just want to log in, you know, just to go along and have a look, you've got to have somebody at the other end, you know, for people that use remote support. We sometimes use Quick Assist as well.
Right. But for you, which is the best one?
TeamViewer is very good. It depends what you're doing on there, Joe, as well. Sometimes, you know, the level of security that you want. If you want to have a better discussion about that, give me a call off air.
I will.
All right.
Thanks, Joe. No worries.
All right. Jerry and Joe, easily solved. Let's go to Andrew at Ridgehaven with a question for our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Andrew, good afternoon.
G'day, Richard. G'day, Pilko. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Hopefully you can answer my question as quickly and as easily. I have purchased a medium-priced drone, and to set it up on my phone, my Samsung phone, it's telling me to scan one of them scan pages and then to open the app.
Yes.
But when I go to do that, when it blinks over to go to access this app to download, it comes up forbidden.
It comes up forbidden.
There.
So have you gone along and can you go along and download the app first?
What I've done is, Richard, I've actually gone to the Play School, whatever they call it. I've looked around for the that brand and that type of drone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't give me the one, because I've searched online how to set it up. So, you know, the dummies way, the 101 dummies way.
That's it.
And it's telling me to pick this certain type of app. When I open that app up, it's not related to the drone.
Where did you get the drone from?
Am I allowed to say the company's name?
It's fine.
JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah, that's all right. Go back to JB Hi-Fi, Andrew.
Okay, I'll do that.
Take it back in there. Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. Try it. That'll be my next step.
No worries. Thanks.
Happy customers all over the joint.
When you buy something, Pilko, you know, for things like that, and it's not working how you want it, Harvey Norman do a great job, I've got to say, about making sure that things work for you. Don't have a problem coming back, just like that gentleman there. But there's other retailers around. I'm not having a go at the other ones at all.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid to ask the questions if you buy something.
Keep the receipt and go back with the...
You know, it's not working how I wanted to. And, you know, and good retailer will go along.
Do some of them resist? Are there some out there that say, well, hang on a minute or so, we sold it to you in good faith and blah, 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 blah?
There are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Down to Seacliff and Scott for Richard Pascoe. Scott, good afternoon. You're talking to Richard.
Hi, boys. Hey, Richard.
Hi, Scott.
Just wondering, I've got a MacBook laptop.
Yeah.
Every time I log into it, it comes up, if you can try to explain to me what a keychain is.
Yes.
So every time I log on, it goes fine, and about 10 or so boxes pop up with saying keychain, 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 for all different kinds of things on my computer. What is that?
So Keychain has stored all your passwords on there for various things, and what happens is that Keychain become corrupted. So basically, if you just do a quick search for deleting Keychain altogether, reset it, and then reboot your laptop, you should be fine.
All right, so is that Keychain not normally part of Apple?
Yeah, it is. So Keychain's on iPhones, iPads, and it basically stores all of your passwords.
Right, okay. Yeah,
all
right. It's a bit annoying after a while.
It does. I've fixed it on many laptops, Joe. Scott, right. Sorry.
Let's go to Modbury North and Joe from there. Joe, good afternoon.
Good day, boys. How are you going?
Good, Joe.
I've got a Samsung phone, and I keep getting messages come up regarding my photos and data, whether I want to send it to the Samsung Cloud or the Microsoft OneDrive. So which one is better?
Neither.
Neither.
There you go, Joe. You didn't expect me to say that, did you, Joe? So, I'd rather see people. There is an app for Android phones called Google One.
Google One.
Install it. It'll cost you about $20, and then you can make sure that all of the stuff on your phone is uploaded to Google. So if you lost your phone, it really is like the iCloud backup for Android on there as well.
Okay, cool. Google One. And so what about when you had a previous caller in regards to photos where you said they go to Google Photos?
That's like it. That's all part of it, Joe.
All right. Okay, beauty. All right, thanks for that.
Thanks, Joe.
God, you should be a marriage celebrant. You've got happy customers all over the joint. Let's see if you can help Di out at Blakeview. Di, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, guys. Richard, I did ring Pilco and just let him know that my hotspot and dongle are working beautifully now.
Oh, no.
After your last lot of help.
Excellent, now, Di, that's good.
The problem I have is if I order takeaway food on my phone, I can't get rid. Like, if I go into Google and Google the takeaway that I'm wanting.
No, you do it. You've got to use the apps, Di.
No.
That's right. So if you're doing through Menu Log, you've got to have the Menu Log app on your phone. If you're doing through Uber Eats, you've got to have the Uber. It's all about the apps on your device.
But you see, the trouble I'm having is that I've changed my banking details.
Yep.
And my email address.
Yeah.
And they don't recognise me anymore.
Download the app, Di, and just redo it.
Is that right?
That's all you have to do, Di.
Oh, well, I hope it's as successful as the hotspot on the dongle.
It will be, Di. I've got a page of all the food apps on my phone, Di. It'll be fine. All good.
Good luck with your hotspot, Di. Get out of here. Leah, down at Windvale. Leah, good afternoon.
I was going to say, there's nothing worse when your dongle goes wrong.
Good afternoon. Hi, Richard and Tony. Look, I've got a problem with my phone. I've got a Galaxy A51.
Yep.
It works fine for mostly, but I've been trying to send photos overseas through Messenger to keep in touch with family.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's just stopped working. It won't let me send the photos. It comes up with a message that says I can send a message about what's happening, and I've done that heaps of times and nothing's happened. I haven't gotten any response. I've gone into the Telstra shop where I bought it from, and they said the phone is fine.
Yep.
They said
this is on Facebook Messenger, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Right, so, and you've got Facebook on that account as well, on the phone?
Right.
The app, you're using the app, aren't you, Lee?
Yeah.
Uninstall, sign out of Facebook and sign back in.
Okay, so I won't lose all my Facebook.
No, but all your Facebook stuff is Mark Zuckerberg's looking after it for you at Facebook. All you do is sign out and sign back in.
Okay, thank you. Right. I'll give that a go.
Thanks.
All right. Make Mum happy. Mum's Day not too far away with a Garmin Pro GPS watch or one of these Fitbit Sense watches from the people at Harvey Norman. A great Mother's Day gift idea. Righto, Guru. The best call you had, which is the one that tickles the fancy, one you remember?
I like the one about the bloke that rang about the antenna on his phone. We're saying which one had the best antenna. on there as well.
Who was that?
He was the Optus bloke as well.
Oh, right. And you said, forget Optus, stay with Telstra.
Telstra on that one as
all
well.
All right. Whoever that gentleman was, give us a ring back because Richard's got this great prize.
It's a great prize. And remember, we're going to give away one every week.
Oh, really? Between now and Mother's Day. All right. So to that gentleman, let's hope we can remember his name when he rings back. Was it Brad? Was it Robin? Was it Joe? Was it Jerry? No, he was on Norton. Joe was on the computer. Andrew was on the phone app.
That's it. Yeah.
Andrew?
He'll ring back.
Scott was on the laptop.
Here it is. Chris from Christie's Beach. That was him.
Oh, you won a lovely prize for Mother's Day.
He's done well, hasn't he?
Good on you, Richard.
Because if he hadn't rung back...
Anybody could have got it.
We could have gone and sold it in the park.
Yes. Down at the Havelock.
Down at the Havelock.
Auction it off over the counter. Yeah. All right. Richard, thank you again for the expertise. Lovely to catch up. We'll see you this time next week.